This is Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. Panamanian strongman Manuel Noriega's heavy-handed efforts to retain his grip on power have prompted a decision from the Pentagon. Send in more American troops. Correspondent David Martin has the first of our reports.
Another 1,300 American servicemen are getting ready to go to Panama, part of a continuing U.S. buildup designed to improve security at American installations and the Panama Canal. The 1,300 troops will be made up mostly of military policemen, but will also include a helicopter unit. When the troops arrive by the end of next week, the U.S. will have quadrupled the number of security personnel in Panama. The Pentagon says this latest deployment was made necessary by the instability in Panama, by Manuel Noriega's heavy-handed tactics in dealing with the unrest, and by the potential for increased threats to U.S. citizens and interests. Informed sources say the administration is also considering a plan to overthrow Noriega by triggering a new political crisis that Pentagon officials say would require sending in some 8,000 American combat troops. For the moment, both Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral William Crowe, oppose the plan. One Pentagon official called it bellicose and short-sighted. David Martin, CBS News, the Pentagon.
The Pentagon announcement came at a time when the Southern Command's alert status for off-duty American troops and dependents here was at its lowest level since Panama's political crisis began. Condition Alpha, it's called, giving personnel free movement, but advising them to avoid crowds and demonstrations. A U.S. military spokesman here said the decision to send more troops was prompted, though, by what he called a long-standing look at what's been going on in Panama. There are about 45,000 Americans in Panama, about half of them U.S. military personnel and their dependents. Although the security forces will reportedly be under orders not to leave U.S. bases, the spokesman here said their responsibilities would include the protection of the 6,000 military personnel and dependents who live off base on Panamanian territory. Panama's capital, and by all accounts the rest of the country, has been quiet. Friday was a national holiday, and Easter weekend is traditionally celebrated with religious services and family recreation. In fact, yesterday, for the first time since a coup attempt 2 weeks ago, combat troops had given up patrol of the streets to normal police. Richard Roth, CBS News, Panama City.
Of sorts for Attorney General Edwin Meese as the independent counsel probing his affairs concludes there's nothing to charge him with. Correspondent Robert Shackney has more.
The beleaguered attorney general had asked the special prosecutor to make a public statement about the investigation. And for Meese, yesterday's announcement from independent counsel James McKay could not have been better news.
Based on the evidence developed to date, I do not intend to recommend that the grand jury return an indictment against Mr. Meese.
Meese is not completely vindicated. Prosecutor McKay says his grand jury investigation is not over, that he'll be looking for more evidence for at least another month. But with all the pressure on him to resign, Meese finally had some breathing room. He won't be quitting for now.
I've never set either a limit or a deadline, but it is certainly my intent to carry on my duties as long as the president wants me to.
Prosecutor McKay had been investigating Meese's role in helping a controversial Iraqi oil pipeline project that allegedly was to be greased by a bribe. Also a possible conflict of interest in a telephone case. In none of these cases, McKay says, is the evidence strong enough to bring criminal charges. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
Jim Jordan, a man who brought laughter to millions playing Fibber McGee on the classic radio comedy series, has died at the age of 91.
Oh, look at the time it is, McGee.
Oh, my gosh, we got to get going before that store closes. Get your hat, Mom.
I'm all ready. Get your own hat. You got the list of things?
Sure, right here.
How about the checkbook?
Oh, my checkbook. Oh, my... Oh, where's my checkbook? Oh, I remember.
Where is it?
Right here in the hall closet. Oh.
Gotta straighten out that closet one of these days.
And that was the first time, March 12, 1940, that Fibber McGee ever opened his cluttered closet within hearing of the nation. Actor Jim Jordan died yesterday at Beverly Medical Center in Los Angeles, about a week after suffering a blood clot in the brain following a fall at his home. A private meeting with the Pope as Secretary of State Schultz winds up a stopover in Italy and prepares to head to the Middle East on another peace-seeking mission. Mark Phillips reports.
Secretary of State George Shultz meeting of Pope John Paul II for the upcoming round of shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East. Schultz had stopped in Rome for Easter festivities before heading to Israel, Jordan, Syria, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia this coming week. At today's meeting, John Paul stressed that both the legitimate rights of the Palestinians and of Israel must be respected in any agreement. But the Pope has not offered any specific solutions to the conflict. Schultz says he feels there's a chance of some motion in his words this week. His mission last month produced no concessions. Schultz says Jordan's King Hussein will be a key player in the coming talks, but the Secretary of State offered no indication of any new proposals designed to entice any of the parties. Schultz will attend an Easter service at the Vatican tomorrow before flying off to Israel. Mark Phillips, CBS News, Rome.
As Schultz prepares for his new round of shuttle diplomacy, more violence is reported from the Israeli-occupied territories. Troops are said to have killed three Palestinians in a single incident in Gaza City. Another youth was slain in the town of Bethlehem. Fears rising in the Philippines that a dramatic prison escape could foster another coup attempt against Philippines President Corazon Aquino. Gabby Tabunyar in Manila has the story.
The military ordered a massive search for the leader of the August 28th coup attempt against President Corazon Aquino, who escaped from his prison ship in Manila Bay. Former Lieutenant Colonel Gregorio Honasan fled with his guards on two Navy rubber boats. The military, which called the escape unfortunate, said that Honasan was aided and joined by 14 guards led by a lieutenant. The chief military spokesman warned Honasan may again try to divide the armed forces and may organize a new attempt against the government. Secretary of Defense Fidel Ramos described the escape as a propaganda victory for Honasan and said the military was taking every possible action to bring him back and to neutralize any further damage that Honasan can do. Gabby Tabunyar for CBS News, Manila.
Police in India say 7 days of violence in northern Punjab state have claimed at least 95 lives. Sikh militants are blamed for the killings. The week is the bloodiest this year in Punjab, which has seen at least 703 deaths. Democratic presidential candidates campaigning for farm and labor votes on the final weekend before the Wisconsin primary. All four of the Democrats are focusing on the economy and attacking President Reagan's fiscal policies. Sunny skies and warm temperatures met President Reagan when he arrived at his California ranch yesterday. Mr. Reagan plans to take a 9-day vacation at Rancho de Cielo. He will receive daily reports from Washington. The time now, 10 minutes after the hour.